Welcome to Family Worship Radio, hosted by Lee Dodd, where we dig into the Bible and other great books just as we would in a family worship setting. You can utilize this podcast as the content of your family worship, or simply use it as an aid in your preparation. Let's get started.
Today, we will dip into our first installment of Tidbits from Church History. I'm so excited about this new series of teachings, and I wanted to kickstart the series of teachings with one of my favorite moments in the life of one of my favorite theologians, John Calvin. John Calvin was a Frenchman by birth, but the bulk of his ministry and impact in the days of the Reformation and for the sake of the gospel was in the Swiss city of Geneva. He had fled France due to persecution and outbreak of war, and providentially, wonderfully, he ends up in Geneva, almost against his will, really. But there he is in Geneva, undertaking the work of preaching and teaching and writing for the sake of Reformation doctrine. Initially, he's hated by Genevans, and his life in those early years in Geneva are rather miserable. There is so much opposition and seemingly so little progress. This hard period and hard providence in the life of John Calvin was emphasized and culminated, as it were, in his exile from Geneva. The city council essentially gives him the boot, and out of Geneva, John Calvin goes. I can't imagine the heartache involved for a man that had given himself in his labors to better the city for the gospel's sake. Well, John Calvin is going to spend 3 golden years away from Geneva. But his story with Geneva does not end there. The 3 years away were delightful and refreshing and productive. Calvin continues to write commentaries and theological treatises. Calvin continues to stand strong and firm on behalf of the Reformation. Calvin enjoys time away in Strasbourg and spends time with other reformers and is able to pastorally impact many lives over the course of this 3-year period. And then the fateful day comes, a day that John Calvin had dreaded, I imagine. A letter arrives, and it is from Geneva. And they are apologetically pleading with John Calvin to return to their city. I think John Calvin was grieved by this and felt it to be a heavy burden, but one that he must bear. And here's the part that I love about this turn of events in the life of John Calvin, the reformer, the preacher. He returns to Geneva, and his first day back in the pulpit, he does not rebuke the people, though they were expecting a severe rebuke for all of their behavior and ill actions towards the reformer. No, he picks back up in the book of Psalms, right where he left off, and preaches an expositional sermon to them, just as he always had, almost as though he had never missed a day, though it had been 3 years. This is a lovely picture of a man whom God built and matured as a preacher of the gospel. Preeminently, John Calvin was a theologian and a preacher of God's word. He would typically preach 10 times every 14 days, and this was his labor. It's an attractive story. It's a story that tells us much about the man, John Calvin, his heart as a pastor to feed the people the scripture. Recall Jesus to Peter saying, "Feed my sheep." It exemplifies a consistency, a graciousness in the man. He did not come with harsh words to stir up strife, but he came with scripture, with the gospel, with the good news of reconciliation for all who would repent and believe the gospel. This is one of the wonderful marks worthy of imitation in the life of John Calvin, I hope you enjoyed this tidbit from church history. Until next time.